This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's future hinges on the outcome of fighting with Russia in and around Bakhmut, President Volodymyr Zelensky said, with both sides describing relentless battles as Moscow intensifies a winter campaign to capture the small eastern city. Bakhmut has become the focus of Russia's assault, with months of bloody infantry battles inflicting heavy losses on both sides. Zelensky said in video address late Monday, Ukraine's future depends on the outcome, as well as other war-torn areas in the country's eastern Donetsk region. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration has announced an extension for Ukrainians who fled to the U.S. after Russia invaded their homeland, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Thousands of Ukrainians are in the U.S. under a special one-year authorization that's set to expire. But the Biden administration's allowing them to stay longer under a humanitarian parole. After the initial group, the U.S. started a longer program of 2 years called Uniting for Ukraine. Homeland Security says this extension is for Ukrainian nationals led into the U.S. before that program began. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. President Joe Biden and the leaders of Australia and Britain have announced Australia will buy nuclear-powered attack submarines from the U.S. to modernize its fleet. The agreement comes as concerns grow about China's influence in the Indo-Pacific region.
This first project is only beginning. More partnerships, more potential, more peace and security in the region lies ahead. Simply stated, we're putting ourselves in the strongest possible position to navigate the challenges of today and tomorrow, together.
Biden stressed the submarines will not have nuclear weapons. This is VOA News. Financial stocks around the world plunged on Monday, even as U.S. President Joe Biden vowed to take whatever action was needed to ensure the safety of the country's banking system after two banks collapsed in 3 days. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday sought to reassure Americans that the sudden collapse of two banks, including the largest bank failure since the 2008 financial crisis, did not threaten their savings.
We will not stop at this. We'll do whatever is needed.
The morning address came after a weekend of emergency moves by U.S. regulators to guarantee all deposits at Silicon Valley Bank, which failed on Friday, and at Signature Bank, which was taken over by regulators on Sunday.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Australia's most iconic building, the Sydney Opera House, is celebrating its 50th anniversary, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
It was opened in 1973 by Queen Elizabeth.
It gives me great pleasure to declare open the Sydney Opera House.
Perched on the edge of Sydney Harbour, it's a building that's become an iconic part of the city skyline. Programming director Fiona Winning says a lot has happened in those 50 years.
118,000 at last count performances have happened in the Opera House, and 63 million seats have been sold.
Close to 11 million people visit the Sydney Opera House every year. I'm Ed Donahue.
American Olympic high jumper Dick Fosbury has died, a man known for changing the track and field sport. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
Before Fosbury, high jumpers cleared their heights by running parallel to the bar, then leaping over it with a scissors kick. At the 1968 Mexico City Olympics, Fosbury used his new technique to set an Olympic record and win gold. Fosbury took off at an angle, leaped backward, and bent himself into a J-shape to catapult his 6-foot-4-inch frame over the bar. By the next Olympics, 28 of the 40 jumpers were using the Fosbury flop. Today, it is by far the most used technique for elite high jumpers. Fosbury's publicist said that the famous jumper died after a reoccurrence with lymphoma. He was 76. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's political allies are pressing ahead with their plan to overhaul the judiciary. The coalition advanced a bill Monday that would protect the long-serving leader from calls he be removed from office over corruption charges he faces. The government has pledged to plow ahead with the legal changes despite widespread opposition. The steps are the latest in a series of legislation seen by critics as concentrating power in the governing coalition's hands. They say the measures will erode Israel's systems of checks and balances and undermine democracy. I'm Joe Ramsey.